Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Gray. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting 8th. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. 1 out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Poole moves to third. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Poole scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Manish reaches third base with a triple. Fothergill goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Bassler and he is out, McManus applying the tag. 1 out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Manish reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jackie Taibner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taibner is 0 for 1 in the game. Taibner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Basler takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to third. Taibner moves to second. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus scores. Taibner moves to third. Basler moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taibner scores. Basler scores. Collins moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Blue moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 2 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Blue moves to third. Warner moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fothergill is hit by the pitch. Blue scores. Warner moves to third. Wingo moves to second. It's 7-1, Tigers. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to home to get Warner. Wingo moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taibner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Basler scoops up the ball and tags Lamar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Taibner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taibner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taibner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Blue steals second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warner. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Warner steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Tigers. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Poole takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Poole tags and moves to second. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Galloway. Tavener moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavener scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Tigers. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Warner. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wingo. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. Lamar moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lamar scores. Cobb moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-3, Tigers. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cobb scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, Tigers. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Poole hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt French now playing right field. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Warner moves to third. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynish hits a line drive towards first. Poole catches it and throws to second to double up Father Gill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Zach Wheat pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Galloway moves to second. It's 9-5, Tigers. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lamar is hit by the pitch. Galloway moves to third. Collins moves to second. Max Bishop pinch runs for Bill Lamar. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French takes first base on ball 4. Galloway scores. Collins moves to third. Bishop moves to second. It's 9-6, Tigers. Ken Holloway now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Bishop moves to third. French moves to second. It's 9-7, Tigers. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.